of course, we've heard some sad news today. I know that really, impacts the Ike Skelton Training Center there, and you guys have a lot to be thankful for his years of service, and I just wanted to get your comment on his passing.
Yeah, this is a sad day for the Missouri National Guard and really for the America's military. We've lost a friend and a great supporter and visionary, and he'll be missed.
General Danner, last time I was there, he was giving a farewell speech to the National Guard. Now, several months before that, he sort of went through the last appropriations process for the military, and he was able to secure, hang on, let me get my numbers right here, $12 billion for Missouri's military. And if you looked at our surrounding states, Illinois, Kentucky, and Tennessee each got $3 billion. Iowa and Oklahoma, $2 billion in Kansas, and less than that in Nebraska and Arkansas. I mean, I guess that speaks to his service and how he bolstered really the military economy throughout the state.
Well, he did. But I'll tell you, at the same time, he was the chairman. So he was, chairman of the Armed Services Committee. Everybody knew him as the chairman. And, I mean, he had that world view, but he also understood that in order to take care of the military, on the national level and the Guard as the Guard of the United States, we had to have the proper facilities and so forth here in Missouri. So, yes, I mean, there were literally billions spent here in Missouri, but and I can say, much of that in new construction at both Fort Leonard Wood and at Whiteman. He was the one who was responsible when we found out that the 131st Fighter Wing at Lambert was going to lose its F-15 Eagles. He saw that the 131st was able to transition from Lambert to Whiteman and take over the bomb mission there at Whiteman. And, of course, we followed on, and the 131st Bomb Wing is now the top-rated bomb wing in all United States Air Force, winning accolades and awards for that, and also the first Air National Guard wing ever nuclear certified. So he really was a visionary in that way, and he saw this coming years ago, and it's all come to fruition. And I just can't say enough for what he's done, not only for Missouri, but really the country.
He stayed on, working, I believe, was he with defense contracting or consulting after he was voted out of Congress? Did you have an opportunity to work with him after his years in Congress at all?
Oh, I absolutely did. I mean, I was up with him in Lexington, and then also working with him. He was still helping Missouri. Even in these last few months, working with the Military Enhancement Commission that's housed out of Missouri Department of Economic Development, advising them on how to proceed and with these various changes in military posts and force structure and so forth, advice on what we should look to. He was advising me, for instance, with the Missouri National Guard to move more into cyber and cyber warfare. So, I believe Missouri National Guard is ahead of the active component in cyber now, and that's part of the things that we talked about.
So it sounds like while he was certainly getting up there in years, he was definitely not behind the technological curve that we all face.
Oh, no, not at all. And he was on top of things to the last. I will tell you, I give one example. We always have a birthday ball here. The birthday ball is to celebrate the annual birthday of the National Guard. From 1636, so we're like 377 years old now, and we do that every year in December, like the Ozarks. So he was our guest speaker here about 4 years back, and the speaker before him, which was a colonel, when he left the podium, took all the papers off the podium, including the congressman's speech. So the congressman gets announced, et cetera, and then goes up to the podium and has no speech. And I mean, I mean, he made light of it. It was a great off-the-cuff speech. He chided the colonel a little bit for walking off with his speech, but he was so good with it. He probably made the best off-the-cuff speech that I've ever heard in talking about the military because he's just so knowledgeable with it. But he also had a sense of humor. He had a sense of place. You know, he knew, you know, when to be tough. I mean, I've seen him in congressional hearings, so he knew when to be tough. He knew when to be humorous, like the example at the birthday ball and the law speech. And he just was very well-rounded and very capable in everything that he did.
Well, you know, I will tell you, I was right out of college and he came over to KLIK to do an in-studio interview live. And I was so nervous to have this congressman come in, and I had to be live on the air, and I had not done that before. And he was so warm that he made it really easy. He was very down to earth and very gracious, and you know, it right off the bat just made it very made my job easy. Whenever, like I said, I was just a nervous kid right out of school. So, you know, I've heard some people say he looked like he was getting a little more frail in these recent months, but were you surprised by the news of his passing last night?
Well, I was a little bit because, I mean, you know, we never expect news like what we heard last night, and I did not know that he had entered the hospital, you know, last week. So it was news to me. I'll just say you never contemplate that day. We all know it comes for everyone, but I mean, I just thought. I mean, you know, there's just one thing I never contemplated.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to add, General, before I let you go?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you this. I got to tell you a story. So it's back in the 1960s, and I can't tell you what election it was. But see, besides, you know, working with him as adjutant general, you know, I was also in the Missouri legislature, so he was in Congress, and we worked together. But the real background is with my mother, who not only served in Congress with him, but also was chairman of the Democratic Central Committee in Macon County. And so when Congressman Skelton was then state senator, he was our state senator. And I can remember as a young boy passing out his literature because mother was out campaigning for him and doing that in the parking lot of the Macon Coca-Cola bottling plant.